Alright, good afternoon, beautiful listeners of Eagle FM. It's that time of the day. You are tuning into the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas, of course, on your number one radio station, which is Eagle FM. And today, Boucher, Francina, today.
Are you excited that it's almost 2026?
It's almost 2026, new year, new me. Is that the phrase to cut people off?
The excitement in you today is just too much. Your energy is giving that energy of your 2026 shall be energetic year. But anyways, good afternoon, Eagle FM listeners. You are tuned into the Afternoon Breeze, like Francina has said, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 3:30. And it's the 30th of December, 2025. Mm-hmm. One more day to go. Some are already counting down the hours, you know. And I hope you guys are enjoying your last Wednesday. Tuesday.
Yeah.
Of the year of 2025. Mm-hmm. You know, next week it's a different week.
Mm-hmm.
Different year, different month, different day.
Different me.
We shall see.
Okay.
We shall see about that.
So today, my beautiful listeners, we are here. I'm here, the advisor now today. I'm back. I told you I'll be back today. Same time.
Same place.
Same frequency. Same advice from the same person. As I said, the Francinas always have the best advice when it comes to money. And yeah, yesterday we were actually talking about financial discipline. And today, I want us to talk about it now, like in depth, like to advise you, how can you be financially disciplined? It's not only that people think discipline only comes when you're disciplining a child. You yourself, you need to be disciplined when it comes to financial money, because you spend it on unnecessary things. I want to advise you because now this year I did not advise you guys. So January comes, I want you guys to stop calling people fake because you spend your money.
They failed to borrow you the money that you wanted, because you decided to use up the money on unnecessary things, or you decided to use the money thinking that, no, there is Francina that will give me $1,000 to go back home.
And when you are going to call Francina, this number does not exist on MTC.
And this is one of the things that make It's one of the things that separates some people.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that you find people not talking.
Mm-hmm.
People are hating each other.
Mm.
People are holding grudges against each other.
Mm.
You know, because even if tomorrow you find yourself in a situation, let me say, for example, now, I failed to borrow you the amount you asked me to borrow. Mind you, I failed to borrow you the money, but you don't have it. How should I have it if you also don't have
you
it?
Also don't
what
have it.
Shows or what say, who say that I have the money, I have the amount that you are looking for?
Mm-hmm.
We are all having problems. That's why it's so painful. You see someone, I come to you. I'm like, no, Francina, I need this amount of money from you. Because of A and B. You will lie, because you'll be ashamed. I would be ashamed to come and ask you, give me $1,000. The money that I had to, I don't want to be seen as someone that's suffering. So I had to use up the $1,000 that I used. That's for my transport to go back and to for taxi fare as you are going back to work or wherever you'll be going using taxi money.
Yeah.
So I just had to use this 1.5. Can you please, give me a 2,000 or 1.5? I'll refund it back. And then you say no, it's impossible.
But mind you, when you are spending your money in December, you didn't remember Francina. But
remember
now,
Francina,
when you need the money, you
and
remember
then now
Francina.
You start hating me.
Mm.
You start disliking me. Mm. You start saying all sort of words about me, like, no, I don't like her. She's very bad.
Imagine, but
it's a friend.
Mm.
Hmm? And I read something today on social media, like, ever since you went on holiday, did any of your colleagues call you? That's a question.
Mm-hmm.
So did any of them check up on you? did you try checking up on them?
Yeah.
Because you find some calling colleagues as friends. Yes, yeah. It's one that you meet and you become friends,
mm-hmm.
but has any of them checked up on you?
Mm.
Or you just commented on something that you've seen the person has posted on social media or something. Anyways, back to what I was saying. Now you, because I failed to borrow you this money, I'm hating you, I have grudges on you. And then from there, you end up being in a situation whereby it's a matter of life or death. And, you come to me, oh, Francine, I need so much assistance from you. Let me say, for example, I was scammed and all this, and I have no money at all. Please, I need your help. And then you decided, no, I'm not going to help you. Remember when I needed your help, but you failed to give me. But look at both of these stories. Mm. Look at both of these scenarios. I didn't give it to you because I don't have it.
Mm.
Because I myself also have situations that I am going through. I also need financial help.
Mm-hmm.
I need transport money to go back home. If you are renting, to pay rent. Buying food, so many things that you need to do with this money. Mm. Remember, like I said, some got paid early December, mid-December.
Mm.
And what you got paid in December, you have to use for January.
Mm-hmm.
Now, someone yesterday was speaking about this, and then someone also came in saying, where did the money for you're supposed to be using December go to?
Mm.
Because, otirundukisa, ne? The money that you're supposed to be using in December was supposed to be the one that you got paid end of November, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the one you get paid end of December is the one you need to be using in January.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are like, why, where did that money go to?
Mm.
Why are you trying to use, what if you're getting paid monthly, like end of December?
Mm-hmm.
Because now you are supposed to be disciplining yourself. This is the time where you need to be disciplining yourself, mostly like in December. Because remember, this salary is more of like a 2 months, like you're using 2 months in this salary. And now you are stressing because it's end of December. The money you're supposed to be using in January, it's not there. Now you have to go in debt. You are in debt because you used up the money you were supposed, because, I mean, obviously you know that there's December coming and you know that you know yourself that I'm not, when it comes to saving, I'm not good at saving. I'm not good at having money. Once I have money, it's just spending. I forget about tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Because apparently tomorrow thinks about itself.
Yeah.
But if you know that there's December and you know that you yourself will like nice things. Obviously you would start saving up. Buy that tin, that big one. But I know you still go try to open it. But if you know that you are someone like that's like that, I don't know. But you have to just find a way of disciplining yourself. Because if you make it a habit, then you'll suffer. Until when now?
Mm.
Until in your old age, you're just doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that you are struggling or you are going through this, you are failing to discipline yourself financially, try to see who you can talk to. Because sometimes maybe it's hard for you to see or to see where am I going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you speak to someone, I said, let me talk to Francine. And like you said, today you want to advise the listeners, and maybe also including me, maybe I'll pick up one or two advice from you, but I doubt.
Anyways,
it depends. It depends what you'll be saying today. But that now, let me just finish off quickly.
Mm.
And then, I failed to, what was I even saying?
Yeah.
Huh?
Meaning you need my advice.
But anyways, I think I sort of remember what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'll skip one or two or three things I wanted to say before you interrupted. But anyways, like I was saying, it's now, because now I know that I need advice. It's talking about advice. And if I maybe sit down with you, it's when I'll know that, no, you mentioned, obviously I'll tell you like, okay, obviously you ask me, how do, when you, the first thing when you get the money, what do you do? do you start already spending, or do you relax, or, you know, obviously, because I have seen one of the steps that one should do to avoid this overspending and this discipline yourself. Mm. It's worth letting it be. Maybe the money came in today in your account. You received the money today.
Mm.
Relax. Start tomorrow. Yes, apparently.
Mm.
You don't eat the money while it's hot in English now. So you sit, you think. And obviously, oh no, Kambo, you have a book that you have written down everything that you need or you'll be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit down, take a deep breath, and then you do what's right. You see what you have. Obviously, you write it in advance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see what you mostly need.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also think, if I'm going to buy this sofa,
mm-hmm.
don't have anywhere else to sit. If you know that, okay, this sofa is costing me $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this dining table that's here that's worth $3,000. I can still also sit on this, right? I know you want something fancy, something soft.
Mm.
But sometimes this way you also have to now find yourself downgrading sometimes.
Yeah.
Just to until you get what you want. So you take this and you be like, let me just take this as $3,000. This $7,000 can be used for something else again because I don't know how what the month holds for me.
Mm.
And then now you are there. Now that's, you are trying to discipline yourself most. So obviously I will be asking you here and there, okay, once you explain to me how do you spend your money and all that,
mm-hmm.
one maybe can tell you that, okay, this is where you are going wrong. This is what you should be doing. Like, for example, the example that I gave right now whereby, you yourself, you decide the kucha, no, where you are going wrong is that maybe you spend the moment it comes into your account, you run to the shops already without thinking, without taking that notebook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you feel like, I know everything in mind what I need, so I'll just go buy. Hey, I used to do that. When I know that I'm going to buy cosmetics. I know what I need what's missing in my cosmetics, and I know what else I need. You go to the shop. You buy. You feel so happy, like, oh, I've bought everything and I've changed left. You go home. Just to get home, you have no pads. And that's something very much important
mm-hmm.
to a woman, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
You have no pads. And it will be embarrassing to be borrowing pads here and there. Okay, that day you can get because maybe you forgot and there's no nearby shop by you and shops are closed already. And mind you, can't just get a cab going to the shop just to buy pads unless you're going to get something else. But if you have a neighbor or someone that you know of that you trust, you know, can I please have two pads from you just for the night or for the day, so while tomorrow you could buy and all that. So you get home, you forgot to buy pads and you don't have enough change. You are only left maybe with like a $20 mm-hmm. on you. And you know how expensive they are. And everyone in your surrounding is just, maybe you are renting, for example. Your neighbors are just boys. And then, even you'll be embarrassed. You obviously will lie. You won't say, no, I forgot to buy. You don't have money to buy them. You say you forgot to buy the pets you're going to buy tomorrow, but you have nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to sometimes list down what you really need.
Mm.
Same thing as you're going to the shop, you're going to buy food, like groceries. You end up getting the oil or the salt. I don't know why we always forget those two, but oil and salt. Sometimes when you're at home, you know that, okay, this salt will only last for today, and the oil. You go to the shop, you buy your things, you come back, you forgot to buy the salt. I don't know, it's always like that. So it's worth going with a book. Take off what you have taken. Be slow. Don't rush. I know the excitement. You so much wanted the money so you can go buy what you need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even once the money comes in, you're already thinking, what am I going to buy? What am I going to buy? But you have problems here. Yeah. You, every time when you're broke, you'll be like, I need to go buy, a pack of pads. I need to go buy, electricity. I need to go buy, you know, and then once the money comes in, you'll be like, where am I going to enjoy? Tomorrow is the 31st. Yes. So who can I call so we go out? So where we are going to count down, do the countdown.
Mm.
And then, you know, like I see City of Windhoek is hosting the countdown tomorrow. And then you'll be like, okay, let's go to City of Windhoek. No, don't worry. Drinks are on me. Because, and you forgot that you have problems that are waiting, that they have been waiting you know. Now you're going to have 2 years, you're going to have those problems for 2 years, you know, because it's the following year, it's the, like, in the daytime, it's 2026. And you are all there in debt and all that. You enjoy yourself, you come home. You are all stressed. Because now you drank up the money, you ate up the money and all this. So anyway, it's exactly 52 minutes past the hour of 2, with exactly 8 minutes to the hour of 3 o'clock. And like I said, we're taking you until the hour of 3:30. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to, the way I always want to say social times, Saturdays, you just come already. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 3:30, like we said at the beginning. And we are busy focusing on financial discipline. Yesterday, we touched on, why do we find ourselves failing to discipline ourselves? So most of the things we spend on unnecessary things, we touched on so many things, and unnecessary spending, and we're focusing because it's December, it's a festive season, and you know who you are, you know where you stand in terms of what you earn, and we are not earning the same package, but because you see Francina is vibing and all that, you also now want to, you know, be in the same squat, so you get yourself in debt, borrowing money because you want to also level up and all that. You end up selling your phone because you need transfer money to go back. You spend your money in unnecessary things, you know? And, you feel like tomorrow it will think about itself. You feel like you will be able to overcome this. And you, because you know that, no, you know your mother, that your mother or father or uncle, whoever you stay with is a old age person. So you know that they'll be getting their pension money. You want to now attack that money. But mind you, this, cuckoo or, this grandparent has grandkids to take care of. They have, it's a plowing season and it's a cultivating season. So there's so many things that happen in December. And in mind you, they also have debts, some of them sometimes, because they got paid in, they got their pension money in November, or for November, December, they get it in November. Now imagine that what you got in November, you have to use it for December. And also now, January, there is somewhere they will cut it somewhere halfway to, you know, they won't wait for their chance. They will just go to any nearby post that's getting their pension and go get it from there. So all this, you don't think because you're is an adult, they won't be in debt. They're also being in debt. Sometimes as the youth, we have dropped our kids at our grandparents' house or our parents' homes, and now you are failing to send money for cosmetics. So you are failing to send money for food. And now they are using their own pension money to take care of these kids. Now you come home, you come home. Okay. You brought something. Now you are going back. You are not even borrowing. You are taking. You're not even saying, no, I'm going to bring it back. You are taking the money from them. But a parent, if you tell them that, no, I need transport money to go back, they can understand, as long as you are giving it back. You are borrowing from an old granny or this is the only money they have. You are borrowing from them so you can use it for your transport to go back. But it's not time to give it back. Either you are failing to give it back, or when you give it back, you don't even add at least an extra $100 just to be thankful, you know? So even if I send this money, I mean, when I send it back, at least send with an extra $100 to show that, no, I'm very much appreciative about this. If it was not because of you, where would I get this money? And you know, you borrowed from your grandparent or from your parents. And obviously they won't go speak out that, no, my son came to borrow money from me. Because it's something shameful knowing that my son works or my daughter goes to work, but she didn't go back with transport money. I had to borrow it. No parent would want to say that out in public. But obviously, you need to be grateful. The reason why I'm saying you need to be grateful about that is because if you are going to borrow it now from outside, everyone will know that, nah, Francina was here. She came to beg for money, to borrow money, but she's here, you know, with her whole Brazilian, 28-inch and 32-inch. And she also, she has long nails and smelling, you know, the expensive perfume, but she has no transport. Her whole $400 to go back or $500 to go back at, where she's coming from. You know, so that's what we touched on so much on about. And today we decided we'll continue with part 2, since we felt like we were not done with what we were busy discussing on yesterday. So today we're going to continue with now, disciplining yourself, the ways to discipline yourself, because it's not an easy thing. you know, we might be thinking it's easy. We might be like, ah, oh, they don't know how to use money, but it's not an easy thing. Sometimes you feel like what you're spending, or the money that you, the things that you're spending on, or the money that you're spending on, mm-hmm. you feel like it's, you're spending on things that are worth it to you. But maybe it's only maybe four or five things that are the needs, and the rest are the wants, you know? So this is where we're going to now take a look into, like, what do we really need to do? Where are we really going wrong, you know? And you can also call us in studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion. Like, what is your say on this? Where are we going wrong? What ways can we do to discipline ourselves in terms of all this? And like I said, it's festive season, and we are about, like, from maybe even from tomorrow or from the weekend, people start you know, turning around, coming back, and now this way we are panicking. You don't have the money to go back. You have no money to assist your kids for back to school. There's just so many things going on, and you find yourself going to different cash loans to borrow money just to now pay back the back to school transport and everything. And then comes end of January, it's like as if you didn't get paid, because what you're gonna get end of January, you have to pay now all the debts from December, starting from the cooker shops to the cash loans. So there's so many things we are going to touch on. We are quickly going for a short commercial break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned, do not leave that frequency.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoewe ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumuna oijabo ili nawa ninge kwa Tafanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko mderewa, vera etatu natu, bali o etatu matatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Alright, welcome back, beautiful listeners of Eagle FM. The time is exactly 1 minute past three, and if for those that are only tuning in now, you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas, and today we are actually continuing, it's a continuation of yesterday's topic, which is financial discipline. I know most of us are not disciplined when it comes to money. So January is coming, new year, new me. And most of us, we don't have money for January because we decided to spend it in December, because we were Decembering, and the peer pressure took over, because you are seeing people popping champagnes and bottles and you want to do the same because you don't want people to see you boring, and you decide, no, let me also do the same. Not knowing other people don't have problems, they don't have people to support, but you, now you have your three kids that are coming to look at you, they need books to go back to school, they need new school uniform, and you start being angry when they give you this list of back to school. Now, for me, I don't know why, ne? I'm just dragging the parents, because these people make people angry sometimes. And
who makes now the other one angry? The parents,
especially the fathers. Those people they don't have a problem on spending a 1.5 on one single bottle, but they have a problem spending 500 on school things for their kids.
But we're actually not being fair. We are attacking the fathers so much, also the mothers.
Mothers,
they are getting the money, but they are using it for what? To beautify themselves. Obviously, yes, you need to look beautiful, but why should you use it with the child's money? Now the money is meant for the child, right?
Mm-hmm.
So buy what the child needs.
Yeah, as mothers, we have this mentality.
So it's a 50-50. We are all failing. Mothers, it's a 50-50. We are all failing. Some fathers, they are failing to assist the child or help or meet the mother halfway.
Mm.
And then some mothers are also failing to use the money they are given to on the child.
Mm.
Instead, they are just using maybe $500 on the child, the rest they put in their pockets. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we are all going wrong. You know?
Okay.
So it's a 50-50 thing.
It's a 50-50.
Yes.
But it's okay. 50, let me go with 50-50.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Let's focus on the financial discipline.
We shall
talk about it next time.
Next time. Mm-hmm. Okay, financial discipline. Now, some people, in order for you to be financially disciplined, you need to make a budget. Yeah? As my Mbusha said, don't eat the money while it's hot. You must first go in the shower, wash away the brokenness, and go to your bed.
Pretend you are still not yet paid, or you still don't have the money. But it's not easy. It's not easy pretending, knowing that there's an amount, especially that you have been so much broke, or you've been so much waiting for the money.
Mm-hmm.
And once it comes in, it's like I don't know, it's like
money.
The excitement. It's as if there's a tree I don't even know what to say, but the excitement.
Yeah, like you should now think about the most important things, and then write them on a piece of paper and be like, we need this school. Kids need books. They need new school uniform, and then food, all the important things, the needs and not the wants. And if you feel like I need some money for entertainment, then that money for entertainment is gonna come from the change after you bought the most important things. Especially to my fellow students, you know, as students, this is something I have witnessed and I've done it myself. You know, when you get money most month end,
mm-hmm.
you know you don't have food, but the moment you see that girl, my friends are actually going out, I also don't want to look boring every time I'm just home.
Mm-hmm.
Let me also take myself out. And then once the enjoyment is over, you come back to your bed. There's no food.
You're all alone.
I'm all alone now. I'm about to faint because of hunger. But I spend the money on entertainment.
Or maybe also that mentality of, I know I'm getting money again from who, depending on other people also. You know, sometimes they can be telling you that, no, you ask for your boy, you're like, oh, I need assistance for money. I need assistance of maybe $300. I need this.
Me, my
you
sister.
Ask, maybe you ask to three or four family members and they'll be like, oh, wait, when. So you are already, targeting that, I'll use up this money because I know
uh-huh.
on the 15th, my aunt will be giving me, she says she'll add extra. On the 15th, on the 20th, maybe you know that, okay, I have uncle of mine, I asked the 200, but I know he always doubles what I ask for, or he'll add the extra $100.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already calculating.
Mm-hmm.
So though they say they approach, you are disappointed, they are quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You call, and a problem came up now. So being dependent on someone's money, knowing that you are not yet, you are not sure if you will get it.
But
you eat up something, also, that's risk taking.
But Musha also remind me month end also gets angry sometimes. You are there.
Or stressed also.
Stressed, my dear. Yeah, but either way, my beautiful listeners, it's exactly 3:07. And if you are just tuning in now, you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas, of course, on your number one radio station, Eagle FM. And if you want to engage yourself in this conversation, or you are actually not financially disciplined and you want to also add on the topic, you can call us in the studio on 0832-888-401. 0832-888-401. And so, Bushe, apparently, one drunk man is smarter than three women with PhDs. Do you agree?
What?
One drunk man is smarter than three women with PhDs.
It could be. I don't know. I don't know what to say, but I don't know. It could be not, but I don't know.
Okay, back to the topic, guys. Financial discipline. So, if you want to be financially disciplined, you have to think of the bad decisions that you made with money the previous year. Since we are going to the new year now, you look at how your spending was, and then you learn from your mistakes. You avoid, if you find yourself in the same situation, avoid that situation by any cost. Run.
Sometimes some things also, it's, you need to also spend with a plan and not emotions. You know, there are sometimes sales that are so tempting. You find a sale somewhere and it's out of your budget. You just went to the stores, you have a list in front of you, and you already budgeted this is going within $2,000. And you know that if you spend extra $500, then you'll be broke. So you find a sale. Yes, there's some things that you so much wanted, but if you are drawing, like in future now, for future use, if you find yourself, you are going to, if you know that every month you go to the store, you know, like month ends, it's from the 20th, 25th day, there's always sales in the shops here and there. Try to, add an extra, maybe $300 if you are budgeting. Just like, maybe like $300 in case of any sale. You just write like that on your list. And then you go with like a 2.3, 2.5. Your budget is 2,000, but then you added the extra 300 just in case. The 300 or the 500 is for now, in case this you come across any sale. Because yes, though you find some things that are on sale that you so much wanted, but you put them on hold because you don't have the money. So then you go to the store today, you find the oven is on sale, or the microwave is on sale, or the fridge is on sale. So you'll be like, I have so much wanted this. And if I leave this, when will it go on sale again? You see? So you ask yourself that question. Then you'll be like, okay, I had a 500 on the side. So let me see if I'll be able to get this. Because obviously it's something that you need. It's not a want, but you need, obviously you need a fridge and all that.
Okay.
So now you add this. And then when you go to the store, it won't interrupt your budget because you made sure that there's an extra 500 for just in case of sale. And then now while you are doing your shopping, you know very well that everything on the list I'll buy it. If I didn't come across a sale, still keep that $300, put it aside. Maybe again tomorrow you go to the shops, you will find it there. And then you'll be so, you know, how relieved you'll feel knowing that you spent the money on something that,
is useful.
It's useful and you plan for it. Moreover, whereby you go to the shop, your budget is 2,000, you had the list, you end up going to buy 50% of the things, the rest of the things let them be because you found a microwave on sale, and the other things are also more important than the microwave.
So another thing is also setting financial goals and sticking to them. You know, some people be setting goals, but ignore all of them. So here, action actually speaks louder than words. You set your goals and you follow your goals. Don't just set goals and close the book, then that's it. You go in the other direction. As a 30-year-old person now, why are you tempted? Peer pressure, kama. Sometimes you should think about tomorrow. You know, as we have this mentality of tomorrow will solve itself. But when tomorrow
that's
comes,
what I heard from you.
I'm not financially independent.
Yeah, yes, yeah, you are still dependent.
Depending on people. Yeah? But sometimes these people, they will tell you, remind me on the 20th. You remind them. They remind me on the 20th is angry and stressed.
Yeah, it's stressful because now you find sometimes the way you plan things to go, there's again another problem that comes. You know, in between there, when maybe we spoke today and I told you, remind me on the 20th. Just after I was done talking to you, or after a few days or a week, and then a problem comes up. And this is where some people go wrong now. We also need to like notify the person that, no, I remember you asked me that you need the assistance of $200, and I told you to remind me on the 20th, but unfortunately something has come up, so I won't be able to give you that $200, or I'll only be able to give you this amount of money, because of A and B and C. But I know apparently it's my money, so why should I explain to you about my own money?
Mbushia, somebody just said me. Apparently, sometimes we spend so much because we are depressed,
I think also that can also be one of the things that contribute to that.
But people, different people, go through different depressions and. They choose to go through it differently. Some people tend, like, I'm depressed. I cannot look like a mad goat. I should go do my hair. But you don't have food. You want to spend because you want to impress that ex-boyfriend of yours that dumped you for another girl. Yeah. But either live the life for yourself and.
But you're wasting your time on that. Trying to
make
someone
want,
jealous also. Rather than trying to find a way of surviving,
the person you are trying to impress
and all that, they are busy trying to figure out of how they can make a living out of their life, and they are going further. You are wasting time on unnecessary things, while them they are busy going ahead. You know. So also another thing is like we touched on debts. So also avoid debts. Don't borrow or overspend. You know, you're just to impress. You are there, like what you're saying now. You are spending because you are borrowing money just to impress someone. You know, so you know, the celebrations should not create generalized stress. You know, we're approaching January in just the daytime, so don't let your celebrations. Be your January stress, because now you decided to spend the money as much as you want in December, forgetting that there's January that's coming. Yes, so let's take the month as any other month. Yes, it's a month full of celebrations. I see we have a caller coming in.
Igala from hello.
Hi,
hello.
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
Is this your studio number or your office number?
It's a studio number. The office is closed for now.
Oh.
Do you need any assistance?
Yes.
Okay. Let's just quickly take down your number. Just hold the line.
All right.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry. worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
All right, my beautiful listeners, we only have 10 minutes left. I feel like time is flying. Huh?
I think it's flying to the...
To New Year.
To New Year.
Yeah. Ne? New Year, new me.
New.
Apparently, yes. our time as fake friends now, our time to shine is almost here for people to call us fake because we refuse to give
you
them
You have failed to give them what they want. But my question is, if you don't have that much amount of money, what shows or who said this person has that amount of money? Now you are there or handok, you don't know, just because of that.
But this person, that's why
you don't understand, Kucha, what is this person so going through? You are there stressing, but this person went through a lot. Is it because they didn't show on social media that they are going through so much problems? Maybe they had funerals left, right, and center. Maybe two funerals in December. They have back to school. You have to assist. So many things happen. Maybe someone broke into your place. Now you have to buy things all over again. So many things happen, but then you are angry. Angry not knowing, Kucha, we are all in December. Who said I didn't also spend my money the way you spend your money? Just go to the cash loan. Obviously, the cash loan will always be available to give you the money. Don't stress because you went to go ask your uncle or auntie and they failed to give you. Stop being dependent that, I'm going to spend this money because I know I'll get money from who. Don't say you will get the money from who. Say I'll get it from a cash loan because obviously it's guaranteed as long as you have what as long as you have what's needed from the cash loan, the requirements that are needed from the cash loan, then you are good to go. But don't hold a grudge on someone because of this.
But I have a question for the people. Let me say now, you are broke now. You did have the money. Now is the time of brokenness now. And then you look at yourself. You are in your room. You are looking at the things you bought. But there is nothing useful that you bought. It's only maybe clothes. One t-shirt that is 2,000. The shoes that cost 5,000. Now the fridge is looking at you. The people are calling their uncle. Or like I feel like, and then you will find yourself in so many debts that you are not even able to pay. Now the salary for January is coming in now. You won't remain even with $100 because you have to pay debts. As a person now, looking at yourself now, how do you feel? My dear listeners, tell me about it. For the 8 remaining minutes, or 7, not 8, but 7 minutes, please do call and tell us about your financial experience. Or do you have advice for other listeners about money? Now that we are going into the new year now, call us in the studio on 0832-888-401, 0832-888-401. Please do call us and advise me also, because I feel like me myself, I also need advice for the future now. But for me, I have advice for my fellow students, né? That do get the money, but peer pressure gets to them very fast. You get the money, you come around a week because who is having it. You want dresses, you are ordering dresses now because you saw another person having it. Or you are not buying food or cosmetics because other people are also going out. Not knowing these people, some we are from different backgrounds, my beautiful listeners, especially the students. People are from different backgrounds. The amount of money that you get from your parents, it's not the same amount of money the other person is getting. They have reasons why they are spending so much money. And you that is only having one source of income, and your mother that is struggling selling kapana, you want to impress other people who tomorrow they might not even be in your future, but you are trying to impress the people. And as students, they have this thing of impressing boys, ne? Guys, like, I'm on my crush. I'm looking at the type of girls my crush is.
This is not to the youth.
To the youth. No, I'm talking to the students because I'm also a student.
But it's youth, right?
So. I did it and I'm not talking planning,
from experience.
I'm not planning on doing it again. Because I try, like, I did that, not having food, but I'm going to buy clothes because I want to impress someone. But it's not good because that someone tomorrow will come, that guy will only come to you because you are wearing that dress.
Looking
that you
at the what they see with their eyes.
And then they will leave you in the desert without water. Yeah? And you now you are hungry, but you have a dress, but you have nothing to do about it. Now you cannot go back to your parents because they already sent you money. Cause me personally, my sister, when
you just have to put your things on sale. You sell your things half the price that you bought them on, and then you sell.
You sell.
That's now if there will be customers, because now everyone doesn't have money. They are busy. But if it's something nice and you sell on a cheaper price, and it's from a shop that sells quality clothes, then you can be safe.
You can be safe.
But it's exactly 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to round up to everything that we have said so far.
Yeah.
Okay. Just finish off. So I also, close off with.
Yeah. Myself. The English. No, new year, new me, new English. Okay. But for me, I'll say, don't let peer pressure get to you. Sometimes distance for yourself from people that are leading you into peer pressure. So, you know, there are those people that will be like, you yourself, you want to change as a person, but there's always that bad influence person that will come. You don't want to go out. You are boring. Let's go to them or Manonas, we'll just buy them 200. But you yourself were not planning on doing this specific thing. Now, because of this peer pressure and you don't want people to see you as a boring person, sometimes you need to be boring for your own happiness and for your own health. In order for you not to see, to find yourself with an empty fridge, please talk to yourself, be who you are. Don't pretend to be another person just because you want to impress other people. And what was the other thing? And the other thing is that before, when you get money, don't eat it while it's hot. Let the money cool down. Think about the most important things that you need. Help out your mother, because the people you are trying to impress don't have nothing to do with you. Sort out your family first. Buy the most important things before you go for entertainment. I didn't say you should not enjoy life, but
do it after you have sorted out yourself.
The change that remains after buying the needs and sorting out the most important people in your life is the one you are going to use on entertainment. And boys, stick to one woman that is not materialistic. Thank you.
And from me, Francina Ngidengwa, my last words, I had so much in mind that I'm going to say, but because of the minutes that we have, we just have 2 minutes left. From me, Francina, guys, let's stay out of unnecessary debts. Mm-hmm. Let's plan before we spend, mm-hmm. Track your money. See where your money is going to. See how much you earn. Obviously, you know how much you earn. Mm-hmm. Now, see how much you spend. Tracking your money, you also see where you are going wrong or where you are overspending or spending on unnecessary things. Mm-hmm. Sit down, go through your list. If you know that it's a struggle to you when it comes to saving up or just being still or using the money on necessary things, try to see or meet someone, speak to someone that you know that you trust, or any therapist or anyone that you know that they are good to speak to and they can help you and assist you. And also see, obviously, if you are open enough and not hiding anything and just being truthful to yourself and giving the right information and speaking the way you or saying sharing the way how you spend your money in terms of unnecessary things, that's also where the way they will be able to help you and see that okay, you are going, this is where you are going wrong. But if you keep on lying and hiding, mm-hmm. onto where you are going wrong because you are scared or ashamed to be laughed at it or be scolded at or be made a joke of you spend money on unnecessary things, then you are fooling yourself. It's better to be open up, to speak up and just be free, just to get that help. Mm-hmm. So spend wisely. Like you said, it's a day, we have just a day into 2026, mm-hmm. and we are about to start going back to our respective towns and all that, and it's shops are starting to be now filled up, like pep stores and any other store, in terms of now back to school, and so many things are happening. And also the scammers are also be alert. The scammers are becoming too much, like so much, mm-hmm. and many things are happening, and this is the time where they also be scammed. We are approaching January, and also to the students, they also be scammed so that they can help you register. So many, they always have different tactics and all that, but let's avoid all this. Let's not rush into something knowing that no, you can find a solution to this. So if you are struggling in terms of, like, let me say, to registration and all that, speak to someone that you know that are still schooling at the same institution that you want to go to, or someone that you know, or be with someone as long as you are on the safe side, rather than someone comes to you, don't want to join that long, long, long queue. Mm-hmm. So you try to go to this person, okay, how can I do it? No, this is how you do it. And then you get scammed your whole $3,000 or whatever amount that they will try to scam away from you. Mm-hmm. So it's exactly 31 minutes past 3 and we've come to the end of our conversation, and we'll be now handing over to Matthias. He will be taking you through Pathimbo until the hour of 5:30, and from us, we shall meet again tomorrow, same time, same place, and that's of course on Eagle FM, number one talk radio station.
Adios, Orientals.